Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, you're listening to Shag, Married, Annoyed, not to be confused with Snog, Marry, Avoid.
Got you.
Which was on the telly a while back.
Oh, I thought it was coming back for a second there. I got excited.
I would love it if it came back. It was a great programme. But a lot of people say, I listen to your Snog, Marry, Avoid, and I go, I disagree. And I go, yes, thank you.
I disagree. Oh, I hope you say that.
Oh, no, sorry. Did I not say I just agree?
No.
Say I disagree?
Yeah, but I get that.
All right. Well, no, I just agree with them usually.
Well, yeah, because if someone's shouting, I listen to your Snog, Marry, Avoid, then you can disagree because they don't listen to your Snog, Marry, Avoid because that isn't a thing.
Yes.
The amount, like I've said it before, the amount of people who still say it to me, I've watched your podcast.
I know.
Do they think that your Instagram is our podcast? Because I'm not.
They might.
I'm not featuring much in that.
I don't know. I don't know, Chris. But a lot of people say I watch your podcast and I go, well, I don't think you do.
Got you.
Actually.
Yeah. Got you. Got you.
Because, I don't know. I can't even think of anything to.
So you can watch podcasts. Joe Rogan does the whole video one. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can watch them, but not ours. So I think they're lying. Yeah. But I don't think
like,
I would do
listen
that.
To your darts match.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
Darts would be bad on the radio.
Darts would be terrible on the radio.
Darts would
so
be
would
really
snooker.
Bad. Snooker would be
although,
bad.
Although, no, because you could commentate, I suppose everything would be.
I suppose, but come on. Snooker on a black and white telly, that's bad.
Oh, yeah.
Did I ever tell you about someone I knew at college, their dad, he was a Newcastle fan, and he'd watch a Newcastle match, and if Newcastle were on the telly, he'd get really buzzing that they were on the telly because he didn't have Sky, so they weren't regularly on TV. Then he'd sit and watch them on the telly and he'd get too nervous and he'd have to go upstairs and listen to on the radio. And I'd be like, what are you doing? And he'd be like, oh, I get... He was lovely bloke.
You guys from the football team?
Football, yeah. But he was like, oh, I can't... He was like, when it's on the telly, I can't... I get like too like jumped up and like hyped up about it. So he had to go upstairs and listen to on the radio, even if it was on the telly.
Wow, football, it's mental, innit?
Crazy, innit? But it was just that degree of separation, I think, where if he's not watching it with his eyes, he can listen to it and be lying down and be like, fucking breathing exercises or something. Crazy.
Well, it's like when... Well, it's like podcasts. I remember when I used to go to like a little singing lesson or like a little drama club, my dad would take us and he'd sit in the car and listen to talk radio.
Right.
Like the sports ones.
Yeah. Is that talk sport.
Talk sport. Is that the name of it?
Yes.
Right, that's the one. He'd listen to that in the car.
Why are you so suspicious?
I just
didn't know. Is that the name of it? It's final answer.
Well, that's the one. And I never understood that he would sit in the car for an hour with nothing other than just listening to people who talk about sports. But then, you know, I sit in the car for hours on end listening to people talk.
Well, that's also because you were a kid and you thought an hour was a long time.
Yeah. And I thought just listening to people talking was shite.
Yeah. Have you ever noticed how fast time goes when you look at the clock and you go, I've got to pick him up from school in an hour? The time differential, that hour becomes minutes.
Yeah, it is.
You've got to be there.
It really is.
Yeah.
Days are short, Chris.
Days are short, but days are long, but the year. Oh, I can't remember. Someone told us a good thing about
the days are long, but the years are short. But the days are only long when the kids are with you. Yeah. When the kids aren't with you, the days are short as fuck. Actually,
when they're at school, when he is at school, our day is like it's on fast forward.
Yeah,
it's absolutely. But when he's with you, you're like, that must be 3 hours of activities. Oh my god, it's still 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, don't even get us started about like 6:30 in the morning. That would be nice.
Yeah,
haven't seen that for a while.
So, if you're not familiar with Rosie's Instagram, if you don't watch her on the Instagram, then basically, I'm doing the night feeds at the moment, and
night feed. He's down to one feed, and it's actually really close to when we go to bed.
No, last night it was 1 o'clock in the morning. Quarter past two he took us.
Was it actually? I need to check this. I feel like you could just be spinning a yarn.
Well, no, but you can't check it, right? Because then what you're going to do is you're going, well, I was up as well checking you. So you've got to get up early. You don't get the lie. So Rosie's basically on the get-ups. And now and then Rafe will throw a massive big Rafe-shaped spanner in the work and get himself up at 4:30 in the morning because he's a baby.
Wake his brother up at the same time.
And Robin's just like no concept of time.
No.
You could tell Robin it was, 70 past 11 and he'd be like, okay, good. What does that mean? He'd be like, it just means go back to sleep. But he won't go back to sleep because he's a child. Anyway, we have rambled on. It is episode 122. Guys, thank you so much for coming back. Thank you so much for listening. Rosie is tired, but she's going to perk up and we're going to have a lovely little time, aren't we?
How do you suggest that I perk up?
Don't know. Just cheer your fierce up. Cheer your bracket up.
I've had three coffees and a chocolate mousse.
That's it. I see.
And I feel low as a dog.
Why have you lumped a chocolate mousse in with your caffeine there?
Because it like sugar. Yeah? Spike of sugar.
Yeah. Oh, good. Look forward to that sugar dump. I know. That'll be excellent. Mm-hmm. Listen, you know what? This week's sponsor, Rosie, is right up your street.
Is it?
This week's sponsor is right up your street.
What is
it? You feeling a bit down?
A line of coke.
Wow.
As someone who's never touched
drugs in her entire life, Rosie Ramsey, that was a joke coming from nowhere.
I know what the drugs
you'd
do.
You've been watching the adult films again. You've been watching Johnny Depp or Scarface or Blow or something. Have you been watching some naughty stuff? Eh?
No, but I know what the drugs do. I know that the coke takes you up and the heroin brings you down.
I couldn't think of anything worse than listening to a podcast of someone who just took some coke. It would be horrendous.
Would it?
It would be the worst thing in the world. It's the most self-indulgent rant that you will go on just talking about
it. Well, you know that loads of people thought I had a really bad coke habit not long ago, didn't you? Because I've got a twitch where I sniff. I used to go to parties and people would be like, are you on coke? I'd be like, no, I've just got a... Like, no, that's so rude. I've got a twitch and now you've made me twitch worse. So actually, I'm going to have to go home because everyone thinks I'm off me fucking face where I've just got a facial twitch.
I've been at a party before just buzzing, just chatting away and excited and someone said, oh, hey, man, like, share it out. And I've gone, what? And I've gone, like yeah, give some. And I'm like, what? And they're like, some coke for that. I'm like, no, I'm just buzzing, mate. Like, this is just me. I'm just excited.
That is genuinely just you. You're just happy to be on a night out.
But listen, Rosie, listen, right? Listen.
Come on.
This week's sponsor.
It always takes it back to this sponsor.
Pay the bills.
Take it back now, y'all. Am I allowed to sing still?
I don't know.
I know we can't play music, but can I still sing?
I don't know. I mean, you know what? You know, as much as I love your singing, you know, probably don't, just to be legally, just to keep we legally safe. All right? So probably don't do it.
There were days when the wind was so cold.
Totally.
Okay, I'm done.
Totally.
It was just...
Okay.
Like, in my brain.
This week's sponsor is right up your street. Listen. Listen. This week's sponsor is... Wishing you were a cow in a field. Hey, life getting a bit much, eh? Society and human interaction getting a bit stressful.
You've got
too many emails,
yes,
piling up. Don't you just wish you were a cow in a field? Eh?
Honestly,
no stress. No, you know, already making the noises.
I'm morphing.
It's better. Let me sell this idea to you, right?
On,
no
then.
Stress, no worries. Okay. Just eating stuff that you stand and shit on. Just standing on your dinner. Do you not find it weird that cows and sheep just stand on the dinner and then they just eat off the floor? That's like our
They're
house
lost.
Being made of crisps. Do you know what I mean?
Ooh. What right? flavour?
Not a care in the world, just standing on the stuff that you shit on and that you eat. Not a care in the world. And hey, if you're lucky, eh? If you're one of them type of cows, every now and then someone will come round and have a little play with your tits, won't they?
Ooh, eh? Nice.
Cow in a field.
Couple of questions.
Okay.
Right.
Shoot.
Is the field... North or south facing?
Oh, south facing.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
West would have been better.
Right. Why didn't you give us that option?
I don't know.
You're a fucking nautical fucking captain. Why am I being asked where the field's facing? Listen, do you want to be a counterfield or not? Yes,
I do. I've got one more question.
All right, what's the next question?
Is it on a motorway? Is the field on a motorway? Because I feel like that would ruin... Right. The whole experience of being a cow in the field.
It's landlocked in by other fields.
Fucking sign me up.
Your Honor, yeah.
Sign me
Good.
Up.
ASAP. I was cycling today and I looked at a cow and I was jealous of the cow.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, fucking, you lucky fucking piece of shit.
Yeah. I'd probably rather be a horse.
Look, stop it. Right? Horses and Fields is a completely different company. We're going to get in trouble.
They live longer. And they're probably, you know, they're a bit healthier, a bit fitter.
No, fat shaming cows. Are you fat shaming cows? Can you tell we live in the country now because of our frame of reference as cows?
Can we just say that's probably a thing? Fat shaming of cows.
Trigger warning, fat shaming of cow. Cancel him. Get that fucking jingle on so I can slag something else off. Come on! And that's gay.
Yeah, the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed.
Yes.
We're so glad to have you back, as always.
As always.
Love having you back.
I feel like we need to calm down because we did go a little bit silly there in the intro. I think we got carried away.
I just got really happy at the thought of being a cow in a field.
I told you.
A lovely
genuinely.
Life.
Just too much going on now. It's weird because the whole, like, people are like, when stuff started getting back to normal, I saw like posts going like, if you've got anxiety about it getting back to normal, and part of us was like, no man, come on, let's get back to normal. But I do get it, like, as work, more work's flying in and stuff. But I was on the train the other day. I'm so sorry, I hate it when I have to do this, but I'm currently filming something that I can't fucking tell you what it is.
Didn't have to tell me.
I was on my way back from filming it. All right, I don't hate it. I like doing it. I like showing off, right? And everyone listening, fuck you, right? I like leaving you in the dark. I'm joking. I'm just saying, it would have came out sooner or later.
Listen,
that I'm
Chris,
doing a thing. I'm not allowed
to
say.
Can I just tell them?
What?
Please, let me just tell them.
All right, come on then. What are you going to make up that I'm doing?
Love Island. Chris is in Love Island this year.
I would give my fucking right knacker. I will give my right knacker to be a holiday, a paid holiday, when every other fucker's got a quarantine. Get me in that villa right now.
Actually, yeah, you're right.
Get me in that villa. I've already been doing, I've been on the bike and that. I'll not look as fat and horrible as I would normally look against all
You'd
them guys.
You'd fit right in this year.
I don't know about that, like. I never, what always confuses me about Love Island is where they cut to them doing weights in the garden in the sun. And I go, that's not a holiday.
No.
What yous doing, man?
But that's how they keep it up, isn't it?
Nah, then they wear white pants on a night and I go, come on, lads.
One of yous is going to shit yourself. Go on. White pants. Are we going to watch it this year?
Might as well. Although then again, seeing people on holiday, I think I'll cry my eyes out.
I will get jealous. The only reason I haven't watched it for the last few years is the sheer keeping up with it. It's on every night.
You get your money's worth when it comes to Love Island.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but we've got two kids. It's not aimed at us, Rosie. It's not aimed at people with two kids who can't even get 5 minutes
used to be, didn't it?
Yeah, back in the day. Anyway, so what I was saying was, massively top secret show that I'm doing that I'm far too important to tell any of you fuckers about.
Basically,
I was on that from joking. I didn't tell you this. I wrote this in my phone and I saw it today. Mm-hmm. I think people have, I think we've already mentioned this, that people have kind of forgot how to function in society because of, you know, when the first lockdown was lifted and everyone on the road was driving like a total tit.
Yes.
Because people hadn't driven for ages.
Yeah.
And I notice it in shops and stuff. I notice like some customer service seems to have gone up the shitter a bit because everyone's just used to shouting at people for not being distant and not having masks on.
I agree.
A guy the other day on my train back from London loudly on the phone sent a voice note to an employee informing them that they didn't get the promotion that they'd applied for.
Really?
In the middle of the fucking train.
Oh, no.
It was mortifying.
So was it a man or a woman?
It was a man. Of course it was a man. He was sitting there and he was just like, yeah, hi, Louise. Yeah, just wanted to send you this just so you hear it before you hear it from the grapevine on anywhere else. We loved your interview. We think you're a great part of the team.
No, you didn't.
This was the worst bit. We can't, you know, we're just not... we don't think you're right for the promotion at this time. I'm paraphrasing this bit, but then he was like, we have given it to Gary, so Gary has got it. So I wanted to tell you before you hear
Gary.
It from Gary. And I was just like, I was looking, and another bloke was looking across, and he was looking at me, and a woman behind the guy, and we were all like, it felt like a trigger happy TV, like a, hello,
I'm on the train.
He was fucking loudly letting everyone on the train hear the basics, the smackdown of this poor lady I couldn't believe it. I couldn't look at him for the rest of it. I was mortified.
I hate when they say that. Like, we loved you. Well, obviously not.
Yeah.
Not enough, though, did you?
Look, we're massive fans, but we fucking hate you.
Yeah. That's such a shame. Poor Louise. Louise might listen to this.
It might not be her name, but it was, honestly, it was mortifying.
Imagine finding that out by a voice note. Like, just email us. Or send us a text, like... I do quite like voice notes because I hate speaking on the phone.
Yeah.
But at the same time, this is something that I need to find out. I could probably just Google it and I don't know why I'm saying it on here, but I want to get that thing where you can just talk and it'll write a text out for you.
Your phone already has that.
Oh?
Are you
Does it?
Are you actually crazy?
I thought it was an app. Does my phone have that? What is it called?
It's called Messenger.
What do you mean?
It's in your Messenger. Jesus.
No, but I don't want a voice note. I don't want it to be my voice. Rosie. I want it to, like, dictate.
Right, I'm going to send you one now, right?
Okay.
Right.
I've got airplane mode on.
Fucking hell. Right, okay.
Right, I'll turn it off.
See that little microphone there?
Yes.
Yeah? Ready?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go on.
Rosie, your phone can type out text as long as you talk proper.
Right, okay. Has that done it for you? Oh, my... What? Oh, my... That's mental.
That's... You are everyone's nana. You never knew that.
Oh, my... No, I didn't know that. I didn't... Oh, you, I've wanted that for years.
Yes!
I swear, I've just never, ever done it. They all do it on The Real Housewives, and I've thought, I need that.
They all do it on Real... Of course they do. Of course they do.
That will make my life so... Get ready for some texts.
Oh, I can't wait.
Hey, 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 hey. What Love Island, you've got a text.
I've got a text. It's Rosie. She hasn't said it properly. It says the wrong word. It doesn't make any sense. Can you remember? What was the thing the other day? You text me asking for something, and I text you, and you just replied pervert, but you meant to say perfect.
Perfect.
Look forward to more of that. Do you not find that with a voice note, if I see that I've got a text message, and it's a WhatsApp or whatever, and it's a voice note, and it's like a 2-minute voice note. I'm like, I can't. It's going to be a couple of days before I listen to that. I can't. I cannot commit to sitting down and listen to your fucking monologue.
I am terrible. I am so bad at replying to text at the moment. I just have to apologise again to everybody who I know that I'm just... I'll be back in a few years, but right now I haven't got... I haven't got a few years?
What, with the tool I've just given you today? You'll be texting people all over the shop, man.
Actually, you're okay. Right.
You want to apologise for pissing everyone off?
What does that thing on the other side do then? What does that face do?
The face.
So if that... They're emojis. I knew that. I did not know that.
Brilliant.
Oh, sometimes...
The amount of time you spend on your phone and you didn't know
that. Yeah, I know.
You didn't know the face on the left was emojis and you didn't
know... No, I knew that was emojis. And I know I use emojis. How are you? Come on. I'm Mrs. Emoji. I love emojis. But brilliant. I didn't... Hello, Chris. Oh, enable dictation? Yes. I don't know.
Why are you everyone's auntie at the minute? Why do you not know how to use phones? What's happened?
I don't like technology. I really don't. Everyone says it's like Instagram. Mm-hmm. Like, I liked Instagram when I used to plitty plod my way through, right? Yeah. And just have a laugh. And now it's really technical and I don't like it because I don't know what to do. And there's a lot of people who are much better at it than me.
Yeah.
And the video quality and the reels and that have got so good, whereas I'm like, I am lost here. And I can't keep up. And I'm really sorry. If you do follow me on there, it's shit. I'm really shit. I'm not the right person to follow. Like, I can recommend, I can lead you to some really good people who have a lot of good content.
Yeah, guy, everyone, just woke up at 5:30 one day. It's just fucking, just folded. She's folded. If life is a fucking poker game, Rosie's just put on her cards in the middle and went, just something, I don't want to play anymore. Cash me out. You've gotten out, love. Well, that sums it up. Fucking hell. Cheer your bracket up, will you? We're going to have a Babadoo bar and you're going to come back with a new attitude, right? I'm going to text you something.
I'm all right. Do I sound really
bad? You're all right. You've just apologised to everyone in the world for being shit and everything.
Chris, I've got like 800,000 followers on Instagram and I don't know why they follow me because my page is shit.
Those shitheads can leave anytime they want, right?
That's true.
So there you go.
I mean, please don't.
What? You're so needy. Have a fucking nap. This is painful, this. Jesus Christ!
Right, let's come back. Okay, here we go. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a little fact. I know you like little facts and little bits of trivia.
I do.
Accidentally, when we did your crisp quiz the other day, I accidentally left out this little fact that someone told me.
About crisps.
Yeah, and then I googled it and it's right. Do you know, I know you like little things like this, do you know that all Walker's crisps go out of date on a Saturday?
I didn't know
Your little face.
I didn't know that. Why is that?
Something to do with their production run. Their production run goes in week cycles and it starts on a Sunday. So even if that pack of crisps is made Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, it will go out of date that Saturday. So every single out of date.
They don't last that long. The dates on crisps.
like you've ever been close to your crisps going out of date.
No, genuinely. They don't, the crisp days don't, in real life, uh-huh. of all crisps, they don't last that long, I've okay. always found.
Right.
Sometimes you open them and they're a bit stale.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I can't, well, you must have found them at the back of the cupboard. That must have been a, that must have been a packet that I've hidden.
I think it was at
you.
Somebody else's house. Chris, I think they might have offered me a bag of crisps and I thought, oh, yes, please. And I've ate them and thought, these are out of date. You weirdo.
Is that a fucking Easter egg in the back of your cupboard? It's November, you monster!
Oh, I've fallen out. Well, not like actually physically fallen out of people, but I've thought a lot less of people who have Easter eggs like after July. Yeah. What's the matter with you? What is the matter with you? Babadoo, 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 ba. Should we let everyone in Robin's new nickname for you? That he's heard from a YouTube. He watches this family on YouTube. I have to keep checking on it, but they seem quite innocent. It's called the hobby.
The hobby.
No,
family,
is that what they're called? The hobby.
The
family?
Hobby kids and the hobby.
And
family,
hobby spies. Right, he loves them.
Hobby dad, hobby mom, hobby kids.
And
there's
three brothers, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Proper loves them. And so I would know the other day, Robin started calling Chris Hack Guy.
Hack Guy.
Like HACK. Right. Yeah. And I don't know where. I'm guessing it's come from there. But I don't think Robin realizes that hack in the comedy world is not very nice.
So I think it's either from them or it's either from some YouTubers that he watches who play on like Minecraft mm-hmm. and stuff because he copies them and makes mm-hmm. little Minecraft swimming pools and all that. And hack guy, it might be someone who uses cheats like hacks on computer games. Oh. I don't know. I'm probably wrong here. I'm probably sounding like you mm-hmm. with the phone, like not knowing, like, oh, what's happening? You know, how do I turn the front camera on? Like, but it's... He doesn't realise that to call a comedian hack is really like, it's saying that you're like shit, you go for the easiest jokes, you say really old jokes off like years ago and you go like route one. So yeah, he's accidentally calling us the worst possible thing.
I enjoyed
thing.
It a lot. It's like and I enjoyed watching your face when he first called you.
I was fuming. It's like having a fucking,
very funny.
It's like having a little Guardian reviewer in the house just following us around, slamming us for everything I say. Hack guy!
Hey, hack guy! Hey, hack dad! I loved it, to be honest.
Oh, God. Got more of that to come, though. Years more of that.
What, from Robin or from people
just,
in general?
Just fucking nice. Just from kids. Mm. Just from your children. They just think, after a while, you know, they're, I'm very aware, I'm trying to prepare myself that you're the hero for a while when you're the dad. You're mm-hmm. the hero. Daddy, you're my superhero, and blah, blah, blah. Daddy, help us with this and help us with that. And then soon it'll be, fuck off.
Mm. Do you think? Face.
Dad, man, far. I told you, didn't. Have I talked about it on here? The fact that he thinks my farts stink now?
Oh, your fart stink. I know he thinks your breath stinks, but now he thinks your fart stinks.
Never used to be. I'd get up in the morning with him and I'd walk around that kitchen just fucking, just expelling air from my anus, farting away, and he wouldn't even bat an eyelid. Now he's like, oh, and he like runs to the other side of the room. He's like, Dad! I'm like, you're supposed to think my pumps are cool. I remember my dad, I used to throw wobblers with my dad. I would go there. I would be sitting eating my cereal and my dad would come down and he would just like sit and just like knock out farts. So it was almost like he was farting into my cereal bowl and I'm like, with every spoonful of my open mouth of cereal,
oh, no,
I'm like shoveling
Chris.
His fart from the air into my mouth. And I'd be like, Dad, man. And now it's the same. And I'm like, oh, Rafe hasn't got a clue. I can fart as much as I want when I've got
Oh,
Rafe.
You could shower. You could not shower for a week and Rafe would still cuddle you. Like, he doesn't know. It's class.
It's a bit depressing. It's just downhill, isn't it? You got this excitement. It's weird because you look at parenting and you've got this excitement of a baby. And it's a baby. And it's amazing. I love it so much. And yes, and it depends on us. And then that slowly just sort of stops. And then they depend on you financially. And then you know they just piss off. But then if an emergency happens, you've still got to be there to help out. It's just it's a fucking jip. Whole thing's a jip. Just enjoy it now while they're five and that, and you know, not even five, when they're four and below. Hey, guys out there, parents, dads particular, enjoy it while they don't think your farts stink. And it's all
how about you just
after
don't
that.
Fart? Poor Ben. He's a person, you know.
You
he's got
me how
thoughts
to live
and
my
feelings
life.
And a sense of smell.
Listen, better out than in, I'll get a bad tummy.
You will get a bad tummy. I wouldn't mind he farts all the time.
Exactly. How dare he? How dare he?
Babadoo, 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 ba. So I know you all like hearing about Sandra. She's here today. We filmed, I'm like them, I've watched it on your podcast. We recorded the sponsors and then we went down and got a little drink of juice or whatever. Went down, Rafe was asleep. My mum has been on the internet and just like, Rosie, found my next holiday, right?
Oh, that was nice. That
found my next holiday. Yeah. And I thought, all right, okay, mum. Oh, what's this? Oh, lovely. Oh, a little, lovely little 3-star. We're going Calador. No. Eh? No. Did you know where she found?
I heard something about 15 minutes from Mykonos or something.
So it's a private Greek island, Jesus right? Christ. It sleeps 30, this villa.
What the hell?
Dana, honestly, I was like, Sandra, rein yourself in.
Jesus.
Eh?
What? One, I don't know 30 people. Definitely not 30 people I'd want to go on holiday with. A private island of... Oh! Wind your neck in down there, will
She's
you?
Getting above our station.
I'm plopping
she?
Her laptop from the fucking
Honestly,
Wi-Fi. What the hell's
found,
going on here?
Found our next holiday.
How dare she?
Cheeky little cow.
I mean, we can go and leave her here with the kids. That'll be good.
Oh, the kids will have to come.
Oh, no. See, you're weak, man. You're weak, man. Why would I bring the kids on holiday when I can't fart in peace? I'm not going on holiday and holding me farts in. How dare you?
Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ba, babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef?
Beef, 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 beef.
What is your beef?
What is my beef? I'll tell you what my beef
all
is.
All right, okay. We're going to go straight into it. Come on.
My beef for this week and for a while now is that you and your mother are hell-bent on only cooking porridge in pans that don't have non-stick.
Oh,
fucking sick of it, mate. We've got loads of non-stick pans and you and your mum every morning, I don't know why, is it because you think they look better? Is it because it's aesthetically pleasing? You put the porridge oats and the milk in one of them stainless steel pans and it's like a fucking flan made of concrete. Scrape that off. Sometimes I don't go on the exercise bike because I've done that much cardio scraping off your manky, dirty, burnt on porridge.
Mm-hmm.
Sick of it.
Nobody's asking you to clean that pan.
Oh, well, I have to, or it'll just
no,
stay there.
Absolutely not.
Or it'll get up.
So
it'll
seeping.
Get up. It's not seeping. It wasn't even seeping today. It was on the hob, you liar. It was on the hob. It was just sitting
busy.
On the hob.
I had two kids. Brilliant. Two kids to look after. I've been up at half five.
Oh, you're about five. That hasn't affected your mood at all. Now, stop it, right? Stop it.
Okay, fair enough.
She does it as well. She's even worse. She goes, you just do the... It burns all in that, but you just put cold water straight in, it lifts it off. You just use the non-stick pan, which is next to the one you just
They still don't work.
Off. They do work.
Non-stick pans, they don't. It's
they
honestly...
do. They
that
help
is
at least
consumer
a bit.
Bullshit.
No way.
Non-stick pans do not exist.
How dare you?
They don't.
Yes, they do.
I've never seen a good one yet.
We've got a good one. Do your scrambled egg in the blooming stainless steel one.
We're
going
to have to show us which one.
One
it is. Is it the black one? What colour is it?
You're taking the piss out of me.
What colour is it?
The black one? What the hell's the matter? Of course it's the black one. It's the
all
one
right.
with Teflon inside, the black non-stick.
Listen, are they paying for a sponsor? I don't think they are.
Jesus.
Free advertising for Teflon. Is it Tefal?
Yeah,
it?
You. I didn't even say
Teflon.
The product name. Teflon's the material, you dick. Oh, hey, man. Get me out of here. I'm a Love Islander. Get me out of here. Get me in that Sterling, Whitmore. Get me in that fucking villa. Just, I'll be a cameraman. I'll be a cameraman for the holidays, right? Just stick us in a box like in Big Brother behind a mirror. Stick the aircon on and let me film them
oh
fingering
God,
each other
you
in
could
that.
Go and be the DJ.
Did
Do you know,
DJ?
They get a they have a party and they get a DJ. Mark
they
Wright did it one year.
Be, yeah, Mark Wright's an actual DJ. Imagine I turned up.
Could we, as a duo, could we go and do a live podcast for them?
Imagine
I'm just
that.
Putting out, listen, ITV, I'm just putting it out there.
Imagine the young go-getters on Love Island, how devastated they would be if me and you turned up. I mean, just me DJing would be bad. It would be me going, right, you're getting the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack on repeat all night No shagging, listen, and I'll tell you what part of the film that they come on. This one, Mr. Blue Sky, this is the beginning of Guardians 2.
Oh, God.
Where they're fighting a big monster.
Well, I'll put Agadoo
Rubber Band on. Man, right? Rubber Band Man, like, listen to now. This is in Avengers Infinity War when you first see the Guardians. It's playing Rubber Band Man.
Come on.
And I'd be off. I'd be gone. They'd throw the Lilos at us and that.
They wouldn't have a clue who we are. Can we talk about this dead quick?
No.
How we've been interviewed. We've been interviewed loads by magazines and like newspapers and that.
Yeah.
And they've all asked if I'd go on Masked Singer, haven't they?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. Why would I go on a program that when I take my head off, no fucker's gonna know who I am?
They would, man.
Chris,
you're selling yourself.
We're on, no, we're on a podcast. It is a hearing thing. You don't know who these are.
What do you mean, audio medium, when you say hearing thing?
I'm so tired.
Oh God, I love it.
I can't even talk. It just made us laugh.
I could just see you in a taxi. Just say, "Hello, yeah, what are you doing there, love? I'm just been working a day. Oh yeah, what do you do? Oh, I do a podcast. Oh, a podcast? What's that? It's like a hearing thing. So what? It's a hearing thing. It's a hearing thing. like a hearing aid." No,
Be honest, right? Yeah. Total, like, cards on the table here,
right?
Think of the radio shows you used to listen to. Yeah. I never knew what none of them looked like.
I always wanted to know what Tony Horn in the Morning
there
on radio
you go.
On BBC. Fucking hell, I'm saying them all wrong. On Metro,
yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Alan Robson. I'd met Alan Robson once off Night Owls on Metro.
But before Google, and some people aren't that savvy, there'll be people who listen to this podcast who have no idea what me or you look like.
Our picture is on the tile for the podcast, you lunatic. How do they, what do? Do they open the podcast app, shut their eyes and just press on the chart? Of course they'll know what you look
you've
like.
You've got an answer for everything, haven't you? For God's sake,
Let's deconstruct this for a moment. You are now kicking off at me because I am sticking up for the fact that people would know who you were if you did mass. Guys, do you see what I live with?
They wouldn't.
Do you see?
Know.
It's this like fucking Inception. I'm entangled in an argument that I can't get out of. It's like that fucking stairway that goes in on itself.
Listen, all I'm saying is I don't want to go to the villa because they won't know who I am and they'll be like, "Where's Mark Wright?"
Right, well, they might not because they're young kids at the Love Island, right? They are young. And I say young kids, I don't want to sound patronising you, but they are young kids. I watched the England match the other day. They were all about, honestly, they were all like 20 and I thought, I am at the age now. Did I tell you I was watching the Italy match and the captain of Italy hurt his hamstring and he got himself carded off. And he got himself substituted. He waved up the manager. He was the captain. He waved up the manager and he was like, "Get us off."
Mm-hmm.
Like, "Oh yeah, that's the captain of Italy there. Yeah, he's been with him a long time. Yeah, he's over the hill. He's looks like he's touched his hamstring there. He's been around a load. You know, he's an old player for the game."
Yeah.
36. He was 36. Rosie was nearly 6.
Oh my God.
36.
That's all though in football land.
Well, in UFC's the same. They watch people go, "Oh, he's over the hill, him, yeah, 34, his best years are behind him." And I'm watching it like fat with pizza going, "When are my best years going to be behind me?"
I heard something a bit sad actually.
Mm.
So people who were born in this generation now,
they
look upon people who were born in our generation the same as we look upon the 60s. Does that make sense? So if you were born in the 90s, you look upon the 60s, and people born now look upon people who are born in the 90s, 80s, as the same way that we look in the 60s, which I found really, really sad.
Yeah. I'm not normally bothered about age and stuff. It doesn't really bother. Like, I've got mates who are like, it's my birthday, I'm a year old. I'm like, grow up, man, you're a year older every day. But
you're not a year older every day.
Well, you are if you go from a year previous.
Just a day older, usually.
Not really, like, because if you go from the year previous, every day is your birthday if you count.
Silly
in the year.
Point, to be honest.
Well, good. But yeah, take your mask off, man. Who the fuck are you? No one knows who you are. They would know who you are.
No, they wouldn't. It would be so embarrassing, honestly.
Davina knows. Davina listens. She'd know. Mo Gilligan, he knows who you are. Joel Dommett would be like, "Hi, Rosie, all right."
Hi, fair enough. Okay.
Right.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Right, I'd be in the crowd going, "Who's that? Who's she? Boo! This show's gone down. Boo!" But I'd have a mask on so people didn't know it was me.
I don't ever want to be on one of them programmes where the public go, nah, never heard of her.
Oh, it happens all the time.
I don't want it to happen to me. Give us 20 years, right? Once I've touched every soul on this planet, then I'll go and do it and everyone will be like, oh, it's her.
All right, Thanos. Now, listen, you always get it. Every single year, the Jungle's on. Every single year, Strictly's on. Who are these? These aren't celebrities. Who are these? Well, they're in the fucking Jungle, aren't they? So they must be, you prick.
Well,
you just went and grabbed a random person from the fucking supermarket, do you? You knob.
I always get personally offended when you know somebody really well in the public eye and you're telling somebody else and they're like, never heard them. And I'm like, what?
What? I know what you mean.
Do you live under a fucking rock?
I know.
Like, that upsets me a little bit. So, okay.
Everyone has different experiences and has different things going on.
Yeah.
And some people have got no idea. Most YouTubers. I don't know who most YouTubers
are.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yet they could buy my house and knock it down for a laugh.
Yeah, absolutely.
With the money down the back of their sofa.
Mm-hmm.
So, good on them. And please don't do that.
No, thank you.
What's your beef?
Oh, gosh. My beef with you this week is sometimes you burp in my face when you're talking to us.
Well, you've noticed that, have you?
Yeah. Mm. It's horrible.
Okay. Sorry.
Stop it.
A bit embarrassing, that one.
Gross.
So sometimes when I'm talking, I will just...
You'll just have a burp, and it's absolutely disgusting.
See, I slagged someone off in one of my stand-up specials for doing that. A bloke sat next to us on a plane once, was burping and blowing his
That was the worst story I've ever heard you tell.
Yeah, horrible. But now I've become that.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's getting older.
Well, you didn't brush your teeth yesterday and you sat and did an interview with us for like 25 minutes. So that was...
On Zoom?
Yeah, but I wasn't on Zoom, was I? I was fucking sat next to you.
Oh, fair enough. Sometimes when you don't brush your teeth first thing in the morning, your day really gets carried away without brushing your teeth. So true.
I know exactly what
honestly,
you
because I dropped exactly. Robin off at school the other day and I didn't, it was this day, you're didn't so brush
right.
my teeth.
Yeah.
And then I hadn't had a coffee, so I came back and I was like, well, I can't brush my teeth before I have a coffee. So I had my coffee and I had a little bit of breakfast. And then I was like, well... I had a drink and then it was through 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I was like, I should really take this time to brush my teeth.
Yeah, you do.
Horrible.
You go, I can't do it. I haven't done it first thing. I'll have a little bite to eat. I can't do it before then. Oh, but now I want a little coffee. Now I want something a little bit sweet. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, I should brush them. Oh, but it's nearly lunchtime. And yeah, you're right. Yeah. The whole day you chase it. Yeah.
But good thing is, if I don't brush my teeth until afternoon, like I did this a lot in lockdown, you do realise and I do feel really disgusted with myself.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing. But there is people in this world who just never brush their teeth.
Mm.
Like ever.
I feel like sometimes if I leave it late, I have a proper... I go in and I give them a spa.
Yeah.
Like I'll floss,
like a
I'll,
good old...
I'll mouthwash. I'll do the I'll do the full 2 minute on the electric toothbrush, which I never
do. You never do that. Oh, right. That was one of my beefs and I haven't wrote it down.
Great.
You do that all the time. Because at the minute, ladies and gentlemen...
Double beefed.
We are... Why are you using my toothbrush?
Because I'm currently living in and out of a bag, going down to London, filming a very specific, special show that I can't tell anyone about.
Right, so you're taking your... So we don't share a toothbrush. We've said this before. It's an electric toothbrush, but we swap heads. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, Chris has decided to use mine, so the charge runs out really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And he never does it for the full 2 minutes. So I start brushing my teeth, and then it goes...
Get my extra time,
like,
don't you?
Yeah.
All right.
So then I have to do mine again.
Okay, if we're double beefing up, you have not even opened that brand new electric toothbrush that I bought you for Christmas that could solve all these problems.
Yeah, the black one.
Mm.
It is nice. It does look very sleek.
Slam dunk.
I know, but I'm just too busy.
Scared of it.
Is it weird that I am I'm too busy to open that toothbrush and charge it up?
Really?
Yeah.
Are you scared in case it's too technological for you and you need to you can send texts from your teeth and shit?
It's not touchscreen, is it? God, honestly. Why do people... let's enter a world where we just have to touch everything. I like to press a button. Why don't... That really pisses me off.
I can just see you on a march with a big placard. Bring back buttons. Bring back buttons.
Just you don't ever know.
Screens are for looking at, not for touching.
You don't know if it worked.
I know why you don't like touchscreen. Because you've always got food on your fingers.
I just find them irritating. I'm watching Million Dollar Listing at the minute, Los Angeles mint program. Don't know where it's been all my life. I'm loving it.
Right.
And they go into houses and like, oh, this is all touchscreen. And when you clap and it does, I'm like, that does not impress us.
My dream. That's my dream.
Oh, see, we totally differ on
dream.
That.
My dream is Wi-Fi, a Wi-Fi sort of...
See, Wi-Fi fucks me off. Just, it's just ridiculous. Oh, right. I can't get through this wall. But doesn't reach
okay,
to this
okay,
room.
What I was about to say Found. Was Wi-Fi hardwired all the way through with a Wi-Fi sort
hardwired,
of...
Hardwired, that's what I want.
Yeah, but with a Wi-Fi, what, like a hub in each room.
I just so know I want to plug stuff in.
Yeah, yeah, but I want them as well, right? And I want everything on my phone. I want windows. Is it, what, oh, you've left the bathroom window open. Cheers, close it. I want clapping lights.
No.
I want heating on me. I want the lot. I want, I'd love a smart house. I'd fucking love a smart
because
house.
Because it would break. It would break. And then you'd go, how do I shut this window? It's pissing down outside. You'd go, oh, hang on, where's your controller? Is that broke? Right, okay, well, it's not going to work because, also, what am I going to do? You're going to have to sleep all night with the window open and the rain's coming in. But that's where my child sleeps. Really sorry, but the smart system's broke. Well, this is a piece of shit. Why can't you just shut the window like a normal
in what
window?
World? In what world would the window not have a physical manual
in override? A smart house world, it wouldn't because they'd go, oh, it's ruined the aesthetic of the window and we just like it to be sleek and proper.
Rosie got so angry there when she shouted in a smart house world, she went past the microphone and shouted in me face. I don't know if the microphone picked up that you said in a smart house world, but you actually went past the mic and like at us, like we're in a pub and you were fighting.
Because I don't see the appeal.
I love it.
I do not see the appeal in everything on an iPad. Oh, God. Give it 20 years' time, it would look gash.
You reckon?
Yes, I absolutely reckon. Give me a lovely little brass little bolt or a lovely little handle. I'm just like, oh, yes, get in.
Give me a little brass bolt.
No, but you know what I mean? None of this. Do it from a tablet. Oh, put your tablet up your arse. Hate stuff like that.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Walk past that section in all of the department stores.
What, the tablet VR section?
All of the tablets and all of the tellies and all of the digital. Whoa, do you want one of these remote controls to, you know, have a shit for you? Absolutely not. I'll do it the old-fashioned way, thank you very much. Babadoo, 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 ba.
You join us back on Shag Marinoid. Rosie's going to have a little minute. She's just got her headphones in. She's just listening to a little bit of Reiki, calming music there. Because of how angry she was about technology. The irony being that she is listening to it on an iPhone, which is touchscreen, and the headphones are wireless. So
I am a hypocrite.
Massive hypocrite.
Anyway, it's time for...
It's time for questions from the public!
Public!
Guys, as always, thank you so much for... Stop it. Thank you so much for always sending awesome stuff to shagmarinoid@gmail.com. And if you want to send anything, it's shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Please send us your stories. Send us your wars. Send us your tragedies. Send us your championships. I don't know what the opposite of tragedy is. So just send whatever you want, man. We'll love it. Thank you so much. And yeah.
I have got some wonderful news.
You got some wonderful
news. You don't know this because... I think people think that we talk about the podcast and stuff all the time, but a lot of what happens on this podcast, Chris and I never discuss in real life.
Okay.
Guess who's back?
No.
Guess who is back?
Jess.
Jess is back.
Yes! Yes, Jess. Yes, Jess.
She's
Jess.
Back.
Jess. 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 She's back. Jess. She's back. Yes, Jess. Amazing. How do you know?
Because she emailed us.
How did you find it?
Because Faye, who does our emails, is amazing.
Amazing!
So Jess, if you don't know who Jess is the paramedic who got in touch with us, gosh, last year?
Easily, yeah, before the pandemic.
Before the pandemic, used to send us some stories. Yeah. And she went off the radar for a little while and I've been worried about her.
We worried she'd been sacked for telling all the secrets.
Yes, but she hasn't. So do you want to hear?
Fuck yeah.
Okay. Hi, Rosie and Chris. It's paramedic Jess.
Yeah!
I heard a mention last week and can only apologise for not being in touch. It has been quite the busy year with COVID and unfortunately my ridiculous tales fell by the wayside.
Oh, hey, don't worry. We've all been busy, love.
Do not worry, Jess. However, I've got a little one for you if you want it.
Always. God, I'm excited.
Just a heads up. This is a bit squeamy. Okay.
Happy days. Bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it
you
on.
You are especially going to scream.
On. Yeah, but I like it.
Scream
like it,
your tits off.
I like it. I like screaming myself. Okay. Oh, I feel like I deserve it.
Right. Good for him.
I'm just going to take my pants off. I'll put mine on.
Not so long ago, we got called to a man for mouth pain. Now, arguably, this isn't a life-threatening emergency, but we turned up anyway.
Oh.
Aren't the ambulance services wonderful?
Mouth pain?
Mouth pain. Oh, just strange. Got a bit of mouth pain.
Sounds like a lie you would tell to a teacher. Miss, I need to go to nurse. Why? Mouth pain.
Mouth pain.
Mouth pain.
Arm pain. Elaborate.
Mouth pain. Mouth pain.
Eye pain.
Mouth pain. Sorry, it's just so. I've never heard anyone say mouth pain.
Well, when you hear the story, you'll understand why.
Okay, okay. Because
how would you explain this over the phone? Okay. We picked him up from the side of the road. He jumped into our ambulance pretty sharpish, made us close the door so nobody could see, and sat there clutching his mouth.
Oh.
When asked what had occurred, he mumbled that he had lost his wisdom tooth in a rather unfortunate way and it was causing him a lot of pain. Mouth pain.
Mouth pain.
Naturally, I needed to know how he had done it. After some prying, we found out that our patient had met with a guy off a well-known gay dating app.
Got you.
Mm-hmm. Probably rhymes with Schminder.
Got you.
Okay.
Could have just said Minder, but okay.
Oh, that would have been... that would have been a lie. Or Finder.
Literally said Minder, but he put a schm at the beginning of it for no reason at all. Probably rhymes with Schminder. Minder then.
Okay. Oh, God. So here we go. They had been hooking up and all had been going well.
Okay.
Unfortunately, though, whilst performing oral sex, the other guy's Prince Albert piercing had somehow become wedged around his wisdom tooth.
Oh, my Lord.
I knew you'd scream.
Oh, my legs have gone numb.
He states that there was quite the awkward moment when they both realised what had happened before panic set in. Due to said panic, the precarious situation and the awkward moment where you realise you have a stranger's penis wedged in your teeth, the gentleman, Mr. Albert, pulled back pretty sharpish. Unfortunately, this motion caused the Prince Albert to rip clean out of the guy's penis.
Get out of here right now.
Remaining entirely wedged in the mouth of our patient.
Oh my Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's the piercing's got trapped around his guy's wisdom tooth.
Oh, my God.
And then the guy, obviously, the guy doing said oral job has gone, and you would, wouldn't you? You'd just pull out straight away.
Right, what I'm slightly concerned about here is that some people out there might not, although I am quite a prude and quite a shy, retiring wallflower in some things that I will do and won't do, I do know what a Prince Albert is. Now, there might be people out there who don't know what a Prince Albert is.
Is it the round one?
A Prince Albert goes in the end and then out of the side of the penis.
That's not, okay.
That's a Prince
Albert. Like a straight one.
It's curved, almost like a banana shape, maybe a bit more like a U.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes into the end and then
doesn't
make a hole, just goes into the opening that's already there, down, and then out through the wall of the side. And then a ball on the top and a ball on the side. Horrific.
Okay.
Anyone who's got that done, get in the sea.
Well, it's stuck in this bloke's tooth, right?
Horrendous.
So it's ripped out of his...
Stop.
Yeah.
Just continue the story. Sorry, where was the other bloke? What's this fucking dick ringing up for mouth pain? What about cock pain? Where's he?
Well, yeah, you'll find out.
Jesus.
The patient apparently tried multiple ways to get it out, but unfortunately managed to pull his entire wisdom tooth out in the process.
Bloody crap, what's it made of? Fucking adamantium?
But how strong you got to be to rip your tooth out?
A wisdom tooth as well?
A wisdom
tooth. The root's like an inch long.
Like, oh.
Crikey.
He then rang us and abandoned the house pretty quickly, leaving Mr. Albert in the bathroom sorting out his bleeding penis.
Never in a million... Oh.
We never did meet or hear from Mr. Albert, but I can only hope he is well and genuinely don't know who came off worse. Which...
The dick guy. Next question.
Which I guess leads to a horrific would you rather.
Go on, Jess.
Which one would you guys rather be? Mr. Albert or the patient?
Pull my wisdom tooth out any day of the week, please.
Yeah?
Yeah, rip it out. It actually causes us a lot of bother. Whenever I have a burger, like if I have a burger from Five Guys and it's got the little seeds on top of the bun, or a Big Mac and it's got the seeds on the bun, it'll end up in me. It'll end up in me.
You've got wisdom tooth.
I've got four teeth. Wisdom teeth, yeah, and none of them came out. And there's a little gum flap and I always end up with food stuck in it.
Ooh,
and it gets infected now and then.
So you'd rather pull out the piercing?
No, pull me fucking tooth out.
Right, so, Jesus. Do you understand? The piercing got stuck in his tooth. Yeah, around but, his wisdom tooth.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, do I want you to rag a piercing out of my penis, essentially splitting it in half, or do I want you to pull my tooth out? Pull my tooth out. Every
right, okay.
Pull
okay.
them all out. They do me okay. head in. Put us on them drugs that you say on YouTube, people in America. I'll have that. That looks great.
Yeah, they do look amazing. It's amazing. They've got some good drugs. Yeah, I think, I don't know, because I'm really weird with teeth.
And you don't have a penis.
I don't have a penis, so I don't really know what it would feel like. But I can imagine it would hurt.
Yeah, absolutely horrendous.
I just, you know what I find really sad about this? This is like a one-night stand. Just imagine that happening on a one. That would be so awful.
Disaster.
Really embarrassing as well.
Oh, God.
Ouch. Guys.
Guys.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie and Chris, after hearing this story, I had to write in and share it with the podcast. Please keep me anonymous, as a friend told me this. My friend, let's call him Steve, went round a friend of his once restrictions had started to ease. This friend had two teenagers.
What, children or hostages?
Their own.
Just really, really weird. This friend had two teenagers.
In his basement.
In his hitchhikers.
No, I think it's a mom to two teenagers.
Got you.
On the wall, he saw a list of lockdown rules that the kids had to abide by. Lots relating to screen time, homeschooling, etc. But there was one that stood out. You must use the toilet.
Right.
On saying this, Steve had to ask, what's all that about? To which he got the response, don't ask.
Wow.
He left it a while, but curiosity got the better of him.
You'd have to. I'd have to.
And he said, no, come on. What does that mean? It turns out the friend's teenage son had been playing a lot of video games during lockdown and spent the majority of his time in his room. This is when I thought, oh, gross. He's been pissing in a glass and leaving it in his room.
Right.
No, worse.
Right. I'm so excited for this.
He had been standing up to play his games, and rather than pausing them, he had taken a shit on his chair, scooped it up, and thrown it out his bedroom window.
No way! You disgust. How important is your high score?
The mother had been finding these in these? The garden. And thought there was a problem with the local cat or a fox.
My God.
But if that was the case, wondered how it had gotten down the outside wall.
Oh, for God, you disgusting. How ashamed would you be?
Oh, horrible. Absolutely horrible. Honestly, that's grotesque. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I know lockdown's been really hard and I genuinely feel for teenagers, but yeah. Go to the toilet to have a shit. I'm
the
sorry.
The fact that it happened so many times, it ended up as a rule on the wall. Yeah. The fact it was written down.
Yeah, what was it?
I've told you 10 times and it's going on the wall. I've written it on the wall.
You must use the toilet.
You must use the toilet. That is like, that's phenomenal.
Horrible. I'm sorry. That right. is horrible.
Is it weird that there's part of me that respects...
No, I'm Listen, sorry.
I respect the commitment to the game. What game was it? Was it Call of Duty?
That's an addiction. So bad.
If I'm on Call of Duty, right, and we're playing, like an old school version of the game, if I want Team Deathmatch and we want our team to win and I'm in a clan... You know, and we've all got, you know, internet points and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there's one guy left on our team mm-hmm. and there's one guy left on their team. And our guy on our team wins the game for us mm-hmm. because rather than leave and go to the toilet, he shat in his chair and flicked it out the window. High five after he's washed
can
his
you
hands.
Not pause it then? Can everybody pause not it pause online. It at the same
can't
time?
Can't pause it online. No, right. Because you can't pause someone else's life, can you? You can just, you're basically... Rosie, if you try and pause it on an online game, you're AFK. AFK.
What's that mean?
Away from keyboard.
Oh, right, okay. So. Yeah. Kick Inker.
Yeah.
KK.
That's
okay.
Oh, like, okay.
KKK.
Yeah.
BRB. Yeah. BRB.
Yeah.
SOW.
SOW.
Shit out the window. Babadoo, 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 ba. Okay, here's a bit of a fun one. And I hope this makes sense, right? Hi, Chris and Rosie. This was a bit of banter at the pub before and thought you guys would find it funny too. Mm-hmm. So, you have 24 hours and you have to do all four things. One of them 6 times, one 12 times, one 18 times, and one 24 times.
Okay? Right.
The things are run miles.
Right.
Eat donuts.
Right.
Have wanks.
Right.
And drink pints.
Jesus.
What order would you choose?
What's the numbers?
So, that again, you've got to run miles, eat donuts, have wanks, and drink pints. You've
donut.
Got six donut. Times, 12 times, 18 times, and 24 times.
And how long have I got to do all this?
24 hours. I'm going to run 4 mile. Right?
Right. I thought it was 6.
No. Oh, right. Okay. Sorry. Yes. Oh, fuck me.
You've already thrown the towel in.
I can only run 5K. Never mind, 6 miles. Right, well, I've already lost.
Okay.
Right, okay. Well, this, if I could run a 6 mile, right?
Right, okay.
I'd run 6 miles.
Okay.
Or 12 wanks. How do you, as a female, that's like, that would be awful.
Right.
Horrible. But that would have to be my next one.
Right, hold on.
Okay, 12 wanks. And then I'd have 18 pints and 24 donuts.
6, 12, 18. Typing these down. So 6, 12, 18, 24. Right. I would have... Oh, no. Do you know what it is? I'd have 12 pints.
Right.
No.
Wow.
I'd run the 24 miles.
What? No, right? You couldn't. You could not run 24
Listen
miles.
Listen to this, right? Listen, if Sport Relief are listening, right? I've thought of my challenge I'm going to do for you, right? That's going to make us massive and a household name like John
okay.
Bishop, right?
All
like
right.
John Bishop, when Davina did that
yes,
thing as well.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
People watching them crying and everything, right?
Yeah. Greg, I'm gonna run James did it as well.
Greg James did an amazing one as well, yeah, mm-hmm. on his bike. I'm going to run the 24 miles.
Right.
Right.
Wouldn't happen, but
listen,
let's
I've got 24 hours, right?
Okay. Oh, 20, in 24 hours, you're going to run 24 miles.
Yeah, 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 right? So I'm going to run 1 mile an hour.
Okay.
Right? And then I'm going to stop, right?
Mm-hmm.
At each place that I stop,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to have 18 donuts.
Yeah.
So not at every stop.
Right.
At every stop, bar 6, I'm
right.
going to have a donut.
Okay.
Right?
Yep, yep, yep.
So there'll be 24 yep. stops after each mile.
Yeah.
Right? At half of these stops, I will have a wank. So every 2 mile, I'll stop for a quick wank. Right?
Where are you going to have your wank?
Sport Relief, you might have to blur some stuff out. Well, don't you know have people like clapping on the sides of the road? I'll just be like, can I use your toilet? And I've just got to quickly run in and wank in the stranger's
honestly,
house.
Horrible.
And at the end, I just neck 6 pints.
Right. Okay. No, you've nailed it. Like,
there we
yeah,
go.
Honestly.
Guys, get in touch. Can you imagine
horrible.
The complaints? The voiceover. They're always voiceovered by someone like a really big actor normally does the voiceover. Yeah. And like Benedict Cumberbatch, like, and Chris is popping into house number 6 for wank number 6.
That's horrible.
I'm just thinking Sport Relief might not be interested in this, so I will do it on my own YouTube channel.
Right, okay.
Okay, cool.
So, great.
That's good. Yeah.
Ew. Could you, if you are running 24 miles in one day, could you have the energy to have 6
I think
wanks?
I would die. I think this whole thing would kill us.
It wouldn't, it wouldn't work, would it?
Absolutely.
You'd
horrible.
Be so out of breath.
Yeah.
It'd be a horrible yeah. wank.
That's right, isn't it? 24 miles, 18 mm-hmm. donuts, 12 wanks, 6 pints. Do you know what?
12 wanks?
Oh, yeah, it's 12 wanks, actually.
Oh,
yeah, half of the places I'd be stopping at them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I might swap the pints and the wanks, actually.
Yeah,
I think
that's a good idea.
I mean, it's just an
it's
awful...
It's horrible, isn't it?
I have got, right, you know, just looking at this plan, right, I've got indigestion, right, my legs are hurting, and I've got a sore tiddler.
You're empty, yet full.
You'd have to have the pints at the end as well, otherwise them wanks are never happening. It's
oh,
take
no.
you forever.
And you'd fall over and break your ankles.
Oh, God. Who sent this?
That's horrible,
I'm
isn't it?
I'm furious.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Please keep me anonymous. I was listening to last week's episode last night and Rosie's rant about drugs, in brackets, I feel the same, by the way.
Got you.
Thank you. And waking up this morning with one very bloodshot eye because of my hay fever reminded me of a funny situation that happened to me at the very beginning of my relationship.
Okay.
My boyfriend and I had met at work, working together in the hospitality industry.
Remember that?
Oh, I know. Oh, God. For the first 6 months of our situationship...
Situationship,
like
nice.
We managed to keep our enjoyment of each other.
Fuck me.
I'm joking, Chris.
Yes.
A secret from our co-workers. I'm honestly not sure how. We never made a conscious effort to hide it. They were just so clueless. After this situation in particular, plus many shifts leaving together and arriving together, I really don't know how we lasted that long incognito. One day before an evening shift, we got a little frisky just before we had to leave. After finishing off a BJ, I looked up in awe as his ejaculation shot into the air so high it almost hit the ceiling. Vom. That was a big...
I looked up in awe.
Oh. Who are... Do these people exist?
I did.
Like, I'm sorry. I love you in that, but honestly, part of a relationship. Just part of it. Part of life. Don't look at... I've never looked... In awe
Don't lie.
At anything.
Don't lie on the podcast. Come on.
No, I'm so... I looked up in awe and it's a jangle. No, you... Vom. Vom.
I think she might be slightly sarcastic because she's just saying it went high in the air, but still.
Right, well, he should probably go to the doctors
right.
about that. Anyway, so high it almost hit the ceiling. Like, where do you work? At the borrower's house. You know what I mean?
Where do you work? That corridor and being John Malkovich.
Okay. I work in a really, really old hovel. That was a big mistake. As what comes up must come down. Oh, and with me face upwards, it landed straight in my right eye.
Oh my goodness.
Monkey. Absolutely monkey. As you would imagine, my eye became instantly red and no amount of rinsing it helped. As I tend to get red eyes from my hay fever, I thought it wouldn't be that big a deal and I could easily pass it off as that when I got to work.
Okay.
However, about 30 minutes into my shift, I was called into the manager's office and grilled by my supervisor about turning up to work under the influence of drugs.
Oh, right. So they think she's stoned.
Yeah.
Amazing.
While I did tell you I'm of the same mindset as Rosie when it comes to drugs, what I didn't tell you was that I'm a terrible liar and my boss was not convinced by my hay fever fib. As I couldn't bring myself to tell him I had in fact got spunk in my eye, he continued to believe I was high. One of the many reasons he was a shit supervisor, I kept my job and received no punishment at all.
Wow. What? There's a would you rather. Would you rather your boss thinks that you're stoned or you've got spunk in your eye?
Me personally?
No.
Spunk in my eye.
Hi guys, Rosie, spunk in her eye. I've seen worse. I wasn't gonna run from the cop, but I got spunk in my eye. I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I got spunk in my eye.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I've messed up my whole damn life, and I know why.
Why, man? Hey, hey.
I got spunk in my eye. Spunk in my eye. Spunk in my eye.
Da 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 da. Spunk in my eye.
Get in.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I know you have discussed farting in front of each other, but where do you stand on touching underwear?
Sorry?
I am married and have very few boundaries with my husband. In brackets, we are very open.
Okay.
But some work colleagues are horrified by the fact my husband would do an underwear wash and touch my pants. They wouldn't allow their partners to wash their underwear or hang it up to dry.
What?
Yeah. What do you think? Obviously, we did an office pool, pretty evenly split. I think
How?
They're crazy and vice versa.
Yeah. How is it evenly split? Where? Eh?
So I didn't realise that in this world, there are some couples where they will not wash each other's underwear
That's
in a wash.
Mad. There must be carnage in that. What?
But I mean, let's just let everyone in. We wash each other's underwear. If you're putting a wash in,
yeah,
which is very rare, by the way, wow. You will put my underwear in.
I'll do
and if I'm doing a wash, I'll put yeah. your underwear in.
It's dark. Yeah, it's
dark. I can't
nice.
Imagine not.
That's so
Aren't
strange.
Some people strange? Oh, but are we strange?
No. I live together. Like, how are you, man? Eh? That's so strange.
I know. I can hear Robin. He's back from school.
He's back, isn't he?
Oh, God.
He's back from school.
Should we get him? Do you want to get him?
I don't know what he's doing. Should we get him to come say
yes,
hi?
Yes, come say hi. Why not? Robin! Come here. Hey, mister.
Hey.
Hello.
Robin's just got in from school.
We're busy doing the podcast. Do you want to come and say hello? Or not?
Come and say hi.
It's just in the microphone. Do you want to put the headphones on?
There's no one here.
Right, ready? So on, come on. Because you, I know you're dead interested.
I'll do a quick interview with Robin.
Say hello.
Hello.
Into the microphone.
Hello.
Hi, mate. Did you have a good day at school?
Yeah.
Yeah? What did you do?
Nothing.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Oh, absolutely brilliant. Did you eat all your dinner? What was for dinner? What was for lunch?
Lasagna.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
You never normally remember. Is there anything you want to say to our listeners of the podcast? Do you want to tell them anything?
Have a lovely holiday.
Oh, that is so nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Aren't you nice?
If you're going on holiday, have a lovely holiday.
Going on holiday at the minute, Robin, but that's lovely of you to say.
That's nice.
That's just an email that I've got. So we can say bye, everyone.
Say bye.
Bye.
Oh, God, I got a right fright there. That was so loud.
What's Daddy at the minute?
What am I?
Hot guy.
Oh, cool.
You're a hot guy.
Thanks, mate.
You're a hot guy.
Cheers, mate. Not too loud.
Or a pro.
Or a pro.
Or a noob.
Or a noob. Ah, it's about games. It's about games.
Ah, what's a noob?
So a noob is someone who's brand new and doesn't know what they're doing. A pro is someone who's really good. And a hack guy is someone who uses cheats. Am I right?
Right. Okay, that makes sense.
Yes!
That's too loud, man.
Can you see? You've been listening to my Mummy Nobby's podcast. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Babadoo Babadoo Ba.
There we go. That'll do.
Babadoo 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 Ba. Thank you once again for listening to this week's episode of I Can't Say the Full Name Because Robin Is in the Room podcast, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
It is indeed, Robin. Do you want to say bye?
Bye.
Okay, good lad. Good lad. Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, you know the email address. I can't say it now. And the tours on sale on the website that I also can't say now because Robin's in the Room. We didn't think this through. Guys, thank you so much. We'll be out of your ears next week. Bye.
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 Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.